It is the final full day of winter, and it definitely feels like winter across our area, despite full March sunshine. Temperatures today are running in the 20s and 30s. This is a very dry air mass, and our dew point temperatures are right around zero. That's an indication of the Arctic nature of the air, and it is on the breezy side once again. We've had gusts reach up over 20 to about 30 miles per hour this afternoon, so even though it's not as windy as the past couple of days, the breezes are making it feel quite a bit colder on this Thursday afternoon. So we're moving through this final day of winter into the final full night of winter, and it's going to be a cold one with clear skies and diminishing winds. Temperatures will drop like a rock this evening, so we're likely to reach our minimum temperature around or just after midnight. Most areas will be in the single digits and teens, and we could see a few pockets of below zero readings in the Adirondacks. Later tonight, we'll start to see warmer air come in with clouds increasing. That's an indication of our next storm system on the approach, so temperatures will tend to level off during the middle part of the night and begin to rise towards morning. And as we work into the day tomorrow, low pressure will emerge off the Carolina coast, and moisture is likely to spread far enough north that we will see at least some accumulating snow, primarily from the capital region on south. So we're looking for snow to develop during tomorrow morning and early tomorrow afternoon, basically from west to east in our area. It looks like the band of accumulating snow should reach about as far north as the Mohawk River, the capital region, to about southern Vermont. And in that range, we're looking to see a covering to an inch or two of accumulation by tomorrow evening. Snow mounts will be a little bit heavier farther south, basically from the southeastern Catskills and Mid-Hudson Valley on south. We're looking for about 2 to 5 inches of accumulation in that area. And across the North Country, we're looking for very little snow. Maybe a few flurries or snow showers will be possible, but that should be about it. By Saturday, temperatures will warm up a bit, though we'll see an Arctic front approach that could set off a couple of rain or snow showers late, and another shot of cold is set to arrive on Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight, diminishing wind and cold, low in the single digits and teens, some single digits below zero in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries, with highs in the 30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, clear this evening, then increasing clouds late, diminishing wind and cold, low in the single digits and teens, some single digits below zero in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with areas of light snow, especially along and south of the Mohawk River, with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight, diminishing wind and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with light snow likely, high in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, clear this evening, then increasing clouds after midnight, diminishing wind and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of light snow likely, high in the 30s. Region-wide on Saturday, variably cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers mainly across the north, highs in the 40s, and on Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of mountain snow showers, breezy and much colder, with highs in the 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.